Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster. Hi, this is Linda McDonald. I'm sitting with Megan Cudahy, and we're talking about her poster, P31, the Pacesetter Section Mounting System, Maximizing Efficiency, Reducing RMIs, and Decreasing Cross-Contamination. So, Megan, how would you like to describe your level of a poster presentation knowledge? Is this your first poster, or would you say you're a pro?
Probably somewhere in the middle. I was in graduate school for a while and gave a bunch of poster presentations for that, but this is one of my first at NSH.
Okay. The topic that we're going to be discussing today, why is this topic important and worthy of your time as a researcher?
So we're developing an instrument called the Pacesetter, and the Pacesetter is an innovative product in that it is trying to automate the last step in histology, which is microtomy, or the last non-automated step in histology. So our goal is to provide more consistent and more high-quality sections and make labs more efficient. So one of the things we're most proud of is that when developing this, because we're not histotechs ourselves, we listened to a lot of histotechs and tried to interview as many as possible and a lot of lab managers and really try and make a product that would be useful to their labs.
Okay, I remember when you came to the clinic in the beginning days and we set it up, we watched it work, and then I had feedback for what I thought would work, wouldn't work, and that. So it's interesting for me to see it come this far in fruition. So how do you see it getting rolled out, and where are you at with it now?
So we're in late stages of R&D/beta testing right now. So we're kind of in that last 5% of development, and we expect to be on the market in about 6 months. So we're still gathering feedback, constantly developing, but we think we're pretty close.
So what are the advantages you see this bringing to the laboratory?
So we see people tend to get excited about either advantages in workflow or advantages in quality. So some people think that it could improve quality of sectioning by providing more consistency in the temperature of dewrinkling and placement of sections on the slide. And then some people think of it more like it could be a walk-away instrument, so it can help with workflow. So histotechs can either be going and doing other things like setting up a stain, or some people say that they would set up 2 to 3 pacesetters and then they can have one histotech doing microtomy on 2 to 3 microtomes.
So you see this being used clinically as well as in a research setting?
Right.
What about the aspect of floaters and cross-contamination?
So we have 2 filters on the Pacesetter. It uses recirculated water, so we have to make sure that the water is as clean as possible when it gets in contact with the section. So we have a more coarse filter that picks up larger chunks of wax, and also if you're taking levels, it'll discard the tissues in between what you're keeping. And then there's a smaller pore size filter on the back to pick up smaller pieces of tissue and floaters.
So when this is being utilized, you say that technicians, technical staff can walk away from the unit. Is this, in your mind, being used with an automated microtome?
Right. So right now it's being paired with motorized microtomes only, and we hope to roll out a version that pairs with manual microtomes as well later. But our focus right now is on automated microtomes.
So you said out and about in about 6 months. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the fine-tuning efforts that you're doing right now?
Really, it's just making sure it's as consistent as possible, making sure sections are placed in the same spot within our defined error. and making sure it looks as nice as possible and just meets the high standards of HistoTech so that it doesn't waste our time and it works the way it says we say it will.
Oh, that's great to hear. As far as your involvement, how did you get involved with this project?
So I enjoy working in startups in any kind of life science space. So one of the co-founders, I knew him through his wife and I both had babies at the same time, and so we met, and he brought me on. I just thought it was such a great company and a great idea, and it's really wonderful to be working on something that you can see such a direct connection to patients and how this field affects healthcare.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'd like to thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
And welcome.
And thanks for having me.
Yep. Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.